Hello and welcome back to another episode of the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. I am Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire, joined on this Tuesday, April 13th by Luis Pacheco to talk about Wednesday's two games Champions League slate. Luis, we previewed this slate last week because it was the same one. This is just the second legs. And I'm not sure like anything changes. I mean, there are a few guys who are out that were playing on that one. But like the more I went through the prices and the matchups, it's like I think if I could make the exact same lineup as I did last week, I'd probably do it, even though that lineup didn't end up cashing.
Yeah, I didn't make, I mean, if I had to do it again, I would put Toni Kroos again, I mean, in the lineup. Like, I didn't, because, you know, it's at home, and, you know. But Madrid actually played really well against Liverpool, which is, you know. Real Madrid is always with the, and the Champions League is something going on always, yeah. Even, you know. Now Real Madrid even has more injuries, so we'll see what happens, you know, like but yeah, I'm with you. Like, it feels like forwards, I mean, yeah, Haaland can score a goal, but if he's not going to score a goal, how many opportunities he has? So
yeah,
you know, I think he scored like 6 points last time
without the goal. Yeah,
yeah,
or the assist, not the goal.
Yeah, the goal scorer were the Real Madrid forwards.
Yeah.
You know, like, we didn't want any of them. Asensio was very good.
I think the case with Asensio for me is always about the minutes. Like, I always think he's a great play. But the fact that, like, you 100% know he's not going to play 90 minutes is just such a killer. And that's what pushed me off of him last week. And for those who played him, you got 70 minutes. And if you told me I was going to get 70, I probably wouldn't have played him. But he crushed. And so now I'm like, maybe I'm okay with 70 minutes. Although they don't need to do nearly as much in this one as they as like the guys from Liverpool do. So I do wonder that in terms of Madrid. Like, I don't expect Madrid to just like sit back and take like a Liverpool onslaught, but I'm not sure I want a 70-minute forward either.
Yeah, no, Real Madrid is not prepared to take a full-on attack. I mean, they. What Real Madrid has is probably still the best midfield in the world. So, you know, Kroos and Modric were amazing. I mean, just amazing. I mean, those guys were amazing. I mean, nothing to say. I think Liverpool with Thiago and Fabinho should improve a lot. I don't know who's going to play right back. I mean, they are saying Odriozola, which I will say not going to happen, but you know, it is possible. We'll see, you know, but I'm with you. Like, again, like, I mean, Sterling is 6,800. Raheem Sterling is 6,800. Cheaper than Asensio.
Yeah. So I was looking at Asensio and I'm like, yeah, there's, you know, you're going to be fighting the minutes. And then I was like, wait a minute. Is that Sterling below him? I mean, there's no guarantee Sterling starts and Man City don't have to, you know, come up with a, they're not coming in a deficit, but man, 6,800 seems cheap.
Yeah, it is cheap. Yeah. If it feels done, it's going to be, Mahrez or Jesus, probably Foden is going to start again. Foden was very good, sadly, because Foden is not forward, you know. It's like somebody's throwing darts in Opta or somewhere and say, oh, this guy's midfielder forward. This one is not. So, you know.
It's a strange but, one.
Yeah, it is. I like Mahrez at that price, obviously. He's 7,800 for cash. He's good. I don't know how you feel about Liverpool guys. I mean, it's, they need the result, right? They need 2 goals, so. But the price is reasonable. So I feel you can play then. It's just there's not a forward that pops out of me from cash outside Mahrez if he plays. So
yeah, I went right to Salah because like anytime I think I need to play Liverpool, at least for goals, he's the place I go. He's been shooting a lot lately. I pretty much never play Mane in cash, and I'm certainly not going to start tomorrow. Jota, I would play if there was like a meaningful discount, but that seems to be gone. And so, I mean, he's obviously still cheaper than Salah by a decent amount, but I think I'd rather, every player I go to play, I'm just like, I should just play Salah. And so I think I'm just going to play Salah.
Yeah. I think, yeah, definitely. I mean, Liverpool, since, I mean, there's a motivation. Salah's not going to be sub.
Right.
And yeah, I'm with you. I like Mané as a player, but Mané with Salah and Jota, he kind of loses a little bit for some reason. Firmino has more understanding. Like, Jota is more like a winger, and I think they kind of Salah and Jota kind of like a they don't understand well each other
Yeah,
yet.
they get in the way of
So,
each other.
yeah, I think so. Yeah, getting away with each other. That's the right words. I mean, I don't know if we want to get Ansgar Knauf again or Thiago. I mean, those guys are probably not playable unless, you know. I mean, it seems like you can play almost anyone you want. So, you know, in forwards, I mean, I think in forward you can say if you're gonna go like with a strong midfielder and strong defense, you can probably save a forward, but you know that's probably not the recipe to win a GPP because if the goals are coming, they're coming from any of these guys.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't see myself going lower. Like I'm not gonna play Hazard if he starts. I'm not gonna play Vinicius.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna play Bernardo Silva if he starts. Like the Vinicius is
Yeah.
interesting when Madrid has to do something, but they don't. And so they have to just not
Yeah.
concede, which is easier said than done anyway. But I don't know. He's another one
Yeah.
that like you never know with his minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think Vinicius, I mean, he has a good game script, right? He's the fast guy, he's the top, he takes the top of the defense off, like they say in football, right? He's the guy that plays on the shoulder. But, you know, Real Madrid doesn't need to attack much. He
Right.
might get two counters. I mean, probably he's not going to play the full match. He's going to be one of the first subs. So 60, 70 minutes is all that you want. So for that money, you know, rather go elsewhere. So.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the other reason I looked at Sterling, like it's not like they have a huge lead. I mean, they did get the two
Yeah.
away goals, but I don't
Yeah.
think like Man City is just going to sit back either.
Yeah,
And
no.
so that made
I
me a
mean,
little more comfortable with the Man City guys.
it's on the same pitch, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even. I mean, it's like this is ridiculous now. I mean, COVID is being ridiculous. So yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm looking at the number from Man City, like Bernardo Silva, 2 points in 60 minutes. So, I mean, rather play Thiago.
At that point,
And
you might as well.
yeah, I might as well. And I mean, there were not many fantasy points on this slate.
On this
So,
one, yeah.
you know, you go for floor, and you know, hopefully, you know, your forward scores, right? So,
The Madrid scoring three and Toni Kroos having such a bad fantasy game was just like the real weird thing about that slate.
yeah,
I mean, he was really highly owned anyway,
amazing,
but still,
yeah.
but
And amazing. It's sad that DraftKings scoring doesn't show like how dominant was Toni Kroos that game. So, you know.
But I still think he's going to be popular on this one. Like in cash, I think people are still going to play De Bruyne and Cruz again and just work from there.
I'm gonna be De Bruyne and Phil Foden, and probably Kroos if I can on Gutierrez. So, depends how much he's the defender. So. But yeah, I will definitely. I mean, even Cruz doesn't need to do much. Still, you know, there is always a possibility that Toni Kroos will be a good play. Everybody else, I mean, it's the same conversation, right? Are you going to play the Dortmund guys against Man City? No, even though they need a result, right? They need one goal only, so it's not. I mean, the result is not much different. Like, they just need to win 1-0 on the same field, in the same. Same
Now, if
pitch,
they
so
now
it's
Dortmund needs a multi-goal win.
how was the score? Was 3-1 or 2-1?
It was 2-1, but if they go 2-2, then Man
2-1
City's away
in
goals.
Dortmund, right? So, oh, they play in Dortmund.
Yeah, tomorrow is
Okay, so now they play in Sevilla, Man City,
Oh no, I'm
Manchester. All
sorry. I'm
right, got
sorry. No, never mind. You're right. The next one is in Dortmund.
Sevilla, Dortmund.
Right.
It's in Sevilla again. It's the game, right? Yeah, the game's in Spain.
Is it?
It's in the same pitch. It's in the Sevilla's pitch.
No, they're in Germany.
You sure? I am almost sure they're not, but hey, you might be
No?
right.
Oh.
Well, it is what it is. So yeah, they're there in Dortmund. Yeah, so maybe, I don't know. I'm confused
Yeah,
now.
now I'm questioning it.
The matters of getting older in life. Let's see. I mean, I don't know. That's not. I mean, it's kind of important for fantasy, but.
Yeah. I don't know why it's like so impossible for me to find where it is.
Where is the
I thought it was in Germany.
Dortmund Man City
Because
game?
Germany and England could still travel, but not England, Portugal. Gosh, COVID just ruins everything.
Yeah, more about the yeah,
Yeah,
COVID
it's in
is.
Dortmund.
It is in Dortmund.
Yeah.
Okay, so perfect. So
So they got
that
the
makes
away goal.
up. Yeah. That makes the Dortmund guys a little bit more interesting, right?
Yeah, so
But
one
still,
nothing
it's
that
Man
you're
City.
correct. One nothing and they go through.
Yeah. So, but he's playing all those guys. I mean, Gio Reyna, Julian Brand.
They're
I don't
just
even know who's going to start.
I was gonna
Yeah.
say they're all just so I mean, we talk about this anytime they're on a slate. Like the Dortmund guys are usually terrible floor plays. Like we play Guerrero when it's clear that he has like a monopoly, but that's not clear at all. We know
Yeah,
Haaland's
it's
going to
not.
score the goals, but
Yeah.
for cash, you're not necessarily looking for them. So yeah, like I don't know how you play like multiple Dortmund pieces, certainly in
Yeah.
cash. Like if you play Haaland in cash, like I get it. I don't do it, but like I get it.
Yeah.
But literally anyone else, it just seems like it's just a such a crapshoot.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I think I've seen De Bruyne, Kroos, or Foden. There's always Gundogan in his old stomping grounds, but not gonna say revenge game, but did you know it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way I play him, so.
Yeah, it is Gundogan. It's just it depends. I feel that you can give a chance to Gundogan when there is no striker, like when Mahrez plays a central striker or Ferran Torres or whoever. When is Jesus? Neither Jesus nor Aguero plays. It feels that Gundogan is the only guy that fills the box. It's kind of like he's kind of like the de facto false nine or striker.
Right.
So, but still, you gotta pay 6,500 for a goal if it happens. So,
Right.
so because there's not much else, there's no sets, there is a couple of shots, there's not much
Nothing.
around. So, anyone
Yeah.
else you like here?
I mean, I think there's a lineup construction where you have to really pay down for someone. And like guys like Bellingham and Fabinho, like I think they're fine if you're willing to realize that you could get 2 points, and you have to hope for like five. But if you want to have like multiple expensive forwards and you want to play De Bruyne, Kroos, and Foden or something like that, I guess you can't even take a midfielder if you do that. But I think we'll see a few of those guys in cash games just so people can pay up elsewhere.
Yeah, there is a possibility that Valverde plays as a right wing back.
Yep.
But he's 3,900, so he's not, I mean, as we say, is he really a wing back? Is he really gonna do what Lucas Vazquez does?
Right.
I mean,
No.
Real Madrid usually needs crosses, but in this case, I mean, they don't really need a result,
Right.
so the bombing now should not happen. All
Yeah, no, it
right.
shouldn't.
Yeah. So I guess TAA is gonna be 100%
Yep.
first in the lineup. As he should, because this is game script for him.
It's like this is the exact game where he could have 35 crosses.
Yeah, I like him. Then the next defender, it depends, I guess. Robertson still has some set pieces. He's been disappointed, but game
Yes.
script's good. The salary actually is decent
Yeah, it is.
for 4,900. It's like Valverde is what, like 40, 49, 4,000.
Fourth, yeah, 3,900.
Yeah, so for 1,000 more, I play Zinchenko. I think he did pretty well, but I don't remember now. When I say pretty well,
You play him over Guerrero?
I think, yeah, I did. I did. I'm not sure who did better, though. Who
No,
did
but
well,
what about
better?
tomorrow? Would you play him tomorrow?
Yes,
Okay.
yes, yes, I would. Guerrero is decent, too. Guerrero always disappoints me.
I think some people will play Odriozola if he starts.
Yeah.
I think they'll just see $3,700 right back and they'll play him.
I'll play Odriozola. I mean, for 37, I do. I like Odriozola. Odriozola is a loose cannon. I mean, when I say a loose cannon, it's a...
sometimes that's good. Odriozola
will be really good in any other system than not than is not Real Madrid.
Yep.
So that's what I feel, that, you know, like... I will kill for Atletico to have Odriozola, to be honest to you. But, you know, it is what it is. No, I mean, Odriozola, their price, no bad. Mateo Morey, I don't know if he's going to start. He started last time.
Yeah, I mean, if he does, he'll be popular too. 3,300 for a fullback who, for a team that needs to score, even though he doesn't attack at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't play Sinchenko. I mean, I would play Sinchenko. It's probably going to be Cancelo and Walker. So Cancelo at the run foot, I don't like it because he's just another midfielder.
Yep. Emery Chan playing in the midfield for 2,700 as a defender.
Well, what did you know, if you need the salary, I mean, I think Emery Chan. I mean, Emery Chan always have that midfielder, like, he score a goal once in a while, and, you know, it might be the guy. I mean, if you need the money, I'm not sure if you need the money, but if you need the money, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is Fabinho defender or midfielder? I think he's midfielder, right?
I think he's midfielder, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They keep changing it. I can see Emre Can. I can see who's going to start for Man City. You seen Laporte or Stones?
Stones and Diaz.
Diaz, yeah. Stones is so expensive, and so is Diaz. So those guys are kind of like out of the equation.
Diaz isn't that much.
Yeah. Well, did you need him? I mean, probably. I just feel like, oh God, do I want to play Ruben Diaz, or maybe do I give a chance to Naby Keita or anything like that? So, yeah. I mean, and this is all the speculation. It's like I feel that if you play TAA, another defender, Robertson is good. Then you go De Bruyne and Cruz or another midfielder you want. Then, you know, you can fill the two forward with whatever you can,
mm-hmm.
you know, and hope for the best. Like, again, it's like, you know, what kills me last time was the Real Madrid forward. So that's going to be the case. I don't know.
I don't know how I get to Benzema. I always like to play Benzema, but I don't know how I get there.
He's the man now.
Yeah.
He's the man.
I like him. You have a goalkeeper preference?
I like Thibaut Courtois.
Okay. Just because you think Liverpool should be peppering shots. Today's Keylor
Navas. I don't know how Keylor is doing now, but...
He's got 4 saves so far in... 74 minutes.
Not that good.
No.
Well, it's not bad, I guess, but, you know. Oh, God. All right. Well, it is what it is. I mean, Marcus Sim would have been better, I guess, so far.
Mm-hmm. No, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see, man. All right. So, yeah, this is it. This is it.
There's really not much to the slate.
Yeah, and do you know if they play together, they already do the draw? Like the teams that play today play together against each other, and the teams that play tomorrow play against each other? Do you know that?
Yes, they do.
So it's going to be, yeah.
Because I know that Bayern and PSG, I'm sorry, Bayern, or whoever wins that, can play Man City in the final, I think. Yeah. Now that I've said that, now I question it.
Man City on the final. Wow, ballsy. You put Man City on the final already.
I just mean they could play them. But now that I say that, I'm wondering if I'm wrong about that.
I mean, can please be someone else than Real Madrid? I just am asking the football, the soccer gods.
Let me see here. Oh, that's last year. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
All right, man. Let's see if I get the funk out. I mean, I'm getting all these jerseys, and no one is doing the job. Atletico tie again. We are. Real Madrid have a great game. Oh my God, like the nightmare.
We'll bounce back quickly a little bit. no, I just need Joao Felix back. and actually
We need
playing.
Felix back. We do need Joe Felix back. Sheesh, oh my god.
We all do.
Not only you and so rare, my team needs it.
That's right. All right. All right, if you guys have any follow-up for Luis, you can find him on Twitter at Patrigal. You can find me at RotoWire Andrew. We're also available in the RotoWire Discord, which is open for all subscribers. Just go to rotowire.com/chat to get in there. If you're not a RotoWire subscriber and want to try us out for free for 10 days, no credit card required, just go to rotowire.com/pod, P-O-D. Gets you 10 free days to the site, access to every sport we cover, and that subscriber Discord chat. So definitely something that's worth taking advantage of. Luis, thank you for that, and good luck on Wednesday.
Good luck.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.